This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the Way FM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
If you tend to be an overpacker when it comes to traveling, this life hack going viral on social media showing you how to get an extra carry-on bag on board with you for free.
Do tell.
So all you need is a pillowcase with a pattern and a zipper enclosure. That's all you need. You simply put your excess items in the pillowcase. And the woman starting the trend claims that the pattern is going to be able to camouflage the items inside. So it could be like, you know, clothes or shoes, whatever. And that it's worked for her 7 times in a row without any extra fee.
Okay, so instead of packing a suitcase, she fills her pillowcase with clothes.
Yeah.
And then that gets to go on.
And if it's clothes, then it can be actually used as a pillow.
Yeah.
If you want to. But it's not considered a
carry-on.
A second carry-on luggage. But you do have to keep it with you.
You have to hold it on your stomach or something. Right.
But if it's clothes inside, then you can just simply lay on it.
I'm so torn on this. I appreciate the creativity and the genius of that. But boy, I hate when people skirt the rules and are trying to carry on like 15 extra bags somehow, some way, because it slows everybody down.
You mean like slow them down in TSA?
And then getting on and off the plane. And then there's all, it's like, oh, I'm so torn on this. This is better, though, because at least it's more up front. I saw a hack of a girl who took one of those string backpacks and loaded all her clothes in the front of that. Mm-hmm. And then instead of having it on her back, had it on her front and put a hoodie over it so she looked pregnant.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Level up.
I know. That's next level. That was a little more deceitful, I think. And so I don't think I'm down with that one. I don't know that I'm down with either of them, honestly.
Really?
But yeah.
You're the first one that always complains about the extra fees that flights charge.
I know it's crazy.
You'll get on a soapbox.
I know. Again, I'm on the fence. I gotta be honest with you. I'm not saying I'm not gonna try it, but
we get gold stars when we master the material covered in class.
You're not hearing me, girl. I'm in charge now. And I say recess.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and it's time for you to win a prize. And this is our Wally's College of Knowledge, brought to you by Colorado Christian University. And today's category is Wally's College of TV Contest Knowledge, in honor of our contest going on right now.
That's right. CCU is offering the chance to win a $10,000 or a $5,000 scholarship, and who couldn't use that?
Yeah.
And it's easy to enter. You just go to ccu.edu/WayFM. That's ccu.edu/WayFM. And here's the kicker. Even if you don't win, you could still get $1,000 just for entering.
There you go. So no reason to not jumpstart your academic career, even if it's been a while. Betty waited a lot of years to go back to school. I did. And she graduated from CCU and has 2 degrees and Dean's List material.
Hi-yo.
And that's why you're going to have to take her on and get past her formidable brain right now, okay? And so the way it works is she is our curve buster. You're going to answer a question, but she can steal your point if she gets that same question right with a maniacal laugh. And if that happens, that hurts. It stings. But you've got a good shot at winning this thing if you know more than Betty Rock. 855-33-WAY-FM. It's 855-33-WAY-FM. And again, the category to help you out going in is Wally's College of TV Show Contest Knowledge.
This should be something that I could do.
I would think so. You've spent a lot of time watching TV.
You make me sound like a loser.
Well, no. I watch a lot of TV. I love TV.
But you're a loser.
Thanks. So if you want to get in on that, you can call 855-33-WAY-FM. Or if you want to go, hey, I'd like that $10,000 scholarship, make sure you go to ccu.edu/WAY-FM right now.
We get gold stars when we master the material covered in class.
You're not hearing me, girl. I'm in charge now. And I say recess.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show with you, Kelly. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Great. We're doing Wally's College of TV Contest Knowledge, brought to you by Colorado Christian University, where you can actually get a $10,000 or $5,000 scholarship right now with our scholarship contest going on at ccu.edu/wayfm. If that sounds good to you, definitely take advantage of that. But right now, your work, Kelly, is to get past the brain of Betty Rock, who is an alum of CCU.
So am I.
The way it works, I'm going to ask you a question, and you're going to give me your answer. If you get it right, you get a point. But if Betty Rock also gets it right, she steals your points, and you got to get enough points to win. So here we go. Question number one, ladies. The TV show Survivor has been on since 2000. It's crazy how long that's been on. But do you know who the first winner was of Survivor, the very first season? I'll give you some choices. Colby Donaldson, Richard Hatch, or Sandra Diaz?
It's Richard Hatch.
Well, you got to wait there because you got to give Betty Rock a chance to guess there, lady.
You're welcome, Betty.
I would say Richard Hatch.
All right, so you lost that point. that was making her job easy. Thought I had explained it well enough, but I guess not. She was so excited. Kelly's like, I'm winning this thing. Maybe not. So here we go. Question number two. Don't shout out your answer. Mark Burnett is the executive producer for the singing competition show The Voice. But what faith-based show did he and his wife Roma produce? Is it The Bible, The Chosen, or Touched by an Angel? Okay, Betty Rock's face looks like weird.
Okay.
Okay, you have your answer down? Okay. Kelly, what do you think?
Touched by an Angel.
Kelly says Touched by an Angel. Betty Rock, what did you say?
I said Touched by an Angel, too.
So if that is right, Kelly's going to lose her point.
You're killing me, Betty. You're
is it right?
Me. It is wrong.
Oh, no. Oh. Kelly, you're wrong, too.
Yeah, no. Roma Downey was in Touched by an Angel, but they produced the miniseries The Bible together.
Oh.
Okay, well, here's where we're at. It's all down to the wire, Kelly. You can win this right here if you get it and Betty Rock does not. The Price is Right was hosted for years by Bob Barker. Which of these is not a game played on the show? Not a game played on the show. Plinko, Cliffhanger, Squeeze Play, or Easy Street? So, Kelly, what do you think? Plinko, Cliffhanger.
Easy Street.
Easy Street, you say, is not a game. What did you say, Betty Rock?
Plinko?
Plinko. Well, the good news is one of you is right and one of you is wrong, so we got ourselves a game here.
Uh-oh.
It just remains to be seen who it is. And it is... Kelly has spent some time watching some Price is Right. Yes, Plinko, Cliffhanger, and Squeeze Play, all games. Easy Street, not a game.
Woo! Way to go, Kelly.
Yay.
Hey, and congratulations on graduating from CCU, too. I'm speaking to another alumni. That's
she
awesome.
Did?
Yeah.
You are, yes.
When did you hear that?
She said it earlier.
How did I miss that?
I don't know, but I was like, oh, she graduated from there. That's awesome.
Well, awesome. That's great. Well, she doesn't need the scholarship anymore, but you can win one right now if you go to ccu.edu/wayfm. $10,000 scholarship, a $5,000 scholarship, and $1,000 just for entering could be yours. So make sure you check it out if you want to jumpstart your education. ccu.edu/wayfm.
Name it and claim it.
Name it and claim it.
Claim it.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and people ask us to put our brains together sometimes and name inanimate objects for them to give them a personality because it makes it more fun, and we've done cars and, you know, instruments and things like that. Today, this is from Chloe. She says, hey, I was wondering if y'all could name my ivy for me. My ivy, it's a plant, obviously, and so my ivy's favorite song is Unbreakable by Fireflight. Their favorite color is brown. My ivy's friend is a spider plant named Peter. That's funny, like a Spider-Man. And the favorite hobby is playing dead. So that's a lot of things at this ivy, a lot of personality. So the name is important. And the way it works is Betty Rock will give it a name, I will give it a name. And if we, you know, decide that we each like our name the best, we keep them, then Gavin has to decide and break the tie. Or we could switch to each other's name if we like it. So, Betty Rock, let's start with you. What do you got?
All right, hang tight with me. So when I hear the name Ivy, it makes me think of the movie The Village. And it's one of my favorites.
Really? Because I thought of a movie too, but not The Village.
Oh, but you know, Ivy Walker is one of the main characters. And that part is played by an actress named Bryce Dallas Howard.
Okay.
Well, did you know that Bryce is the daughter of Ron Howard, who plays Opie in my favorite show, The Andy Griffith Show?
Okay. We took a long trip to get here.
I said, hang on.
I did.
So I think we should name it Opie.
Oh, okay.
How cute would that be? That's Opie over there.
That is cute. Wow, that was quite the journey. I packed, I had to do laundry, and still on that trip. Okay, so that's good. Okay, Opie's good. Now, I originally thought, Poison Ivy, because I thought of the movie Batman that Uma Thurman played Poison Ivy. And so I thought Uma is a good name for a fern, but then I thought maybe that's a little too obvious. And so they mentioned that they like the band Fireflight, okay, and the singer is Dawn, you know, so Delta Dawn, that's another song about a rose back in the day. But then I went a little deeper, too, so I'm on a journey as well with you, Rock. And the record label that Fireflight was signed to is Flicker Records, and so I went with Flicker the Ivy. Yeah. Okay. And I see your face squinching up like you're not liking that.
I'm sticking with mine.
Okay. You're sticking with
Opie
yours.
Opie is cute.
Okay. It is cute. I'm going to stick with mine because I like to put Gavin in the hot seat and have Gavin have to. Oh, that just didn't. That told me a lot right there when Gavin goes, really?
The seat's not that hot.
Yeah. I think I see how this is going.
It's a bit lukewarm, if you will.
Staying with yours, you say, Wally. Well, that makes my job easier. I thought I was going to make him uncomfortable and have to pick me and bring Betty Rock's heart, but I don't think that's happening.
No, I liked, both of you guys took, really good journeys.
Yeah.
I guess I enjoyed the Betty journey.
Okay, you enjoyed the Betty
journey?
And
I think Opie's a cuter name.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yes!
Well, there you go. So we will send Opie the new Ivy. Opie and Ivy, it kind of works there, too. So nicely done. Betty Rock, we'll send
Thank
that to
you.
Chloe. You've done some good work today.
And now for some good news.
Yeah!
Uplifting way of him. This is the Wally Show. You know, if you watch the news for 5 minutes, it can be a little heavy, bit of a downer. So we do good news. Giddy up. 3 rapid fire good news stories coming at you designed to make you feel better. This one definitely qualifies. There's a kid in England who's autistic, and his dad, he told his dad that all he wanted for his birthday was a friend.
Oh,
does that not rip your heart out? Absolutely. So his dad went on Twitter, to look for someone to send him a message, and he got 50,000 birthday messages. And here's what's really cool. Some of them were even celebrities.
Oh, nice.
Mark Hamill from Star Wars was one of them. And then Russell Crowe, Sharon Stone. They all sent him, a birthday message and stuff, too. So that had to make his little day, which is awesome.
So sweet.
Betty Rock, good news, giddy up, go.
There's a 28-year-old named Chelsea Brown, and she has a really cool hobby. What she does is she buys old heirlooms and then tracks down the rightful owners to give them back.
Oh, see, this is good news. She gives it back. If it was regular news, she'd sell it back at a profit. So good news, giddy up. I love that.
Well, it gets even better. So recently, she did this with an old photo album that she bought in New York and discovered that she is the rightful owner.
What?
She is a distant cousin of the original owners of that photo album.
Oh, that's weird.
How weird is that?
Yeah, small world. That's kind of crazy. All right, Gavin, good news, giddy up. Bring it home.
There were two youngkins in Colorado. They were flying solo for the first time to see their grandparents in Seattle, and their mom was worried when she dropped them off at the gate. But then the pilot came through the jetway to let her know that they'd be fine. A, that's really cool, for a pilot to take that time.
Yeah.
He said, look out the window. She looks out the window and sees the kids waving out of the cockpit of the plane. So
he's like, it's going to be great. We've taught him to fly. It's going to be a great flight.
But that's going to make that mom feel better about leaving her kids there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it also, too, you forget those windows open. No one else's windows on a plane open, but the cockpit windows open.
They do?
It's a little scary.
Yeah. Well, because they can get out. So that's weird.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up. Did you know that mental health conditions affect 1 out of 4 people at some point in their lives, and a significant portion of them never receive treatment?
Mental health is so important. It affects how we think, feel, and act.
Right now, you can make a positive impact on the mental health of others by getting your Master of Arts in Clinical Mental Health Counseling program offered through Colorado Christian University's College of Adult and Graduate Studies. And now you can choose between 2 new emphasis options in marriage and family therapy or substance use disorders.
A distinguishing main feature of the CCU's 3 graduate counseling degree options master's degree in counseling program is the Christian framework that encompasses every aspect of the curriculum.
As a master's degree in counseling student, you'll be given the unique opportunity to integrate Christian faith and sound counseling principles.
To find out more about the Master of Arts in Clinical Mental Health Counseling program, go to ccu.edu. That's ccu.edu.
Making heads or tails of the headlines.
You know me to be a very smart man. Don't you think if I were wrong, I'd know it?
Here's Wally.
Things at the Kellogg plant in Nebraska are a little tense right now as 1,400 workers plan to go on strike. Company spokesperson Tony the Tiger said things are honestly not that great right now.
Oh, yeah. A little too soon.
Thank you.
Soon.
True story. That was the quote. It's hard to believe, like, with so many people involuntarily out of work that people would choose to strike at this time, you know, and it's causing problems. Work at the Kellogg's company cereal plants has come to a halt, and the dispute involves an assortment of pay benefit issues, loss of premium health care, holiday and vacation pay, and reduced retirement benefits. So
those are big things.
Yeah. So the employees feel that they are not being treated well. The company says, we actually are treating you very well and our offer is fair. And they pointed out that the average person makes $120,000 a year at this plant.
Oh,
that's a lot of
and
money.
So, well, you know, you might have a bunch of people that are higher ups making a bunch, and that brings the lower people's average up, in essence, you know. So I'm not sure where it stands. That's a number that looks in the news like, wait, they're all making $120,000.
Right.
That's not the case, though.
Well, and I know that you, Wally, as well as Gavin, y'all are both big fans of cereal.
Yes. Cereal for dinner, my favorite.
So what's going to happen if you can't get your cereal?
Well, that brings up a good point. Kellogg just said they might move jobs to Mexico if they have to.
Oh.
Yeah. And like, I'm like, is that the best idea? Like, the optics of that isn't good right now with a lot of people out of work. You could go around the union, you know, which isn't popular, but you could put people to work that want to work, you know, and stuff. And so, I mean, even Kellogg's Fruit Loop spokesperson, Toucan Sam, said he's afraid of losing his job to a parrot, but he's got a strike with his union brothers and sisters.
Good on
him. So, yeah. Yeah. So, but if COVID has taught us nothing, it's that people will start hoarding Frosted Flakes and there will be a shortage
soon. So prepare yourself.
I got to do that.
Yeah, if you're a big fan, you might want to hit the stores today and get some cereal for breakfast or dinner tonight.
Please won't you be my neighbor.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And I got a new neighbor, actually.
Oh, good.
But I've yet to meet them. It's kind of an odd situation. I'll explain a little bit. So they have been moving in, it feels like, over the last week. And there was a fridge on the porch for a long time. I'm not sure what that was about. Just it seems like they maybe have a lot going on. And so they've only been able to move in a little bit at a time, like a young couple. And so my yard had gotten really high, and theirs, because the rain has been going crazy, and you haven't been able to mow. There's like a one-day window to mow my yard, okay? So I mow my yard because I know it's going to rain the next day. And as I'm mowing my lawn, which I hate to do, by the way, I hate mowing lawns. And so I'm mowing my lawn, and I see theirs, and I see them like kind of struggling through moving, you know, stuff. And I've watched this process. I said, you know what? I felt like I was kind of putting my heart, like, why don't you mow their yard for them, you know? And so I'm like, Lord, that's weird. I mean, they're like here, and like they're gonna just see this weirdo mowing their lawn. You know, but I get it. When you're moving, it's the last thing you want to worry about as a guy. And so I started off, I mowed like my side yard, which butts up next to theirs. So I went like two lanes over. And so then I'm further over into their yard and no one says anything. No one comes out. So I'm like, all right, well, let me keep going. So then I mowed their side yard. By that time, I'm committed. It's like getting half a haircut, you know?
Gotta go with the full head.
You gotta go in. So then I mow the front yard and they're there. They're at the house. And then I mow the side yard. And I even waved at the guy at one point when I was still in my yard. And so then I mowed the other side yard. And it was just weird because no one ever came out. And it wasn't like, oh, I need a thank you. But it was kind of like no one came out to just acknowledge that this random person is mowing your yard.
Right.
Does that not seem weird to you?
I mean, I would think if there's a stranger in my front yard, yes, whether he was mowing or not,
right,
I would want to at least acknowledge his presence.
Exactly. Hey, what's going on? Are you like a lawn service left over from the previous owners? Oh, no, I'm your neighbor.
And are you expecting a pay?
Right. Yeah, yeah. I know things are busy for you guys. I just thought it'd be a nice thing to do. How do you do? You know, that's it. Like, and so, like, I still haven't met him. And that was like a day and a half ago, 2 days ago.
Oh, wow.
And so, and they've been there. And it's so now it's weird. Like,
yeah, it's too long to come back and knock on your door and be like, hey, 2 days ago, thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
What if it turns into this awkward thing where he comes over and mows your lawn?
Oh, yeah, and then we just mow each other's yards.
And never acknowledge
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's funny. Oh, that'd be great, because I hate mowing my yard. Yeah, and it's weird, because like, now I'm like, I don't know. Like, do you ever bring it up, like, when you meet him eventually? Like, oh, yeah, I was the guy mowing your yard, just in case you didn't know. I look different then.
Oh, you know. I don't know, because that's looking to be like,
right, and I didn't want to offend the guy, like him thinking, oh, my yard is long, and so now you're that nosy neighbor that's gonna like regulate things, because that was never my intention. That's why I wrestled with God on this. I'm like, I don't want to look bad, but I just kept feeling this thing, like, just do it, step out of your comfort zone and just do this nice thing, okay? And so we'll see how it plays out. I'll let you know if we ever meet them. So I am curious though, for you, like, what is that time that you stepped out of your comfort zone? You felt God nudging you to do something that maybe you were like, God, you can't be serious. Really?
And typically that's how God works.
Yes.
He always wants to get you out of your comfort
zone.
He
loves the awkward, does he not?
I know.
And so I'm curious if you've ever been in that place. What's your story with that? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be on the show with us. So, Cameron, have you ever felt God was calling you to step out of your comfort zone and do something for somebody?
Yes, sir. I did the grass thing like you did. But I did it for 2 years.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't feel the Lord calling me to that kind of service.
My neighbor was a truck driver. His wife was an older lady, and they had kids at home and grandkids. And I kept my grass cut real short and real nice and neat. And there was like a jungle. So I started cutting it. So every 2 weeks for 2 years, I cut the grass, and finally, 2 years later, the guy came over and said, hey, I bought my wife a riding lawnmower.
I love that. I bought my wife a riding lawnmower, so she's going to mow. That guy still isn't mowing.
Probably not.
So, Rebecca, have you ever been in that situation?
Yes. Just recently, I was in the airport flying, and I got up out of my seat to go over and get a bottle of water. And I turn around, and this dude just sits down in my seat. It was so weird, and I thought, man, what's up with you? And so I already had my laptop next to that, so I just picked up my laptop, put it in my lap, and I'm sitting there, and he starts eating a piece of chocolate, gets it all over his hands, and I'm thinking, dude, you know, you got a napkin? No. But I give him a napkin, and we struck up a conversation. And I said, so what's up? How are you? And he ended up being an NFL running back. And I said, are you a free agent? And he said, yeah. How did you know that? And I said, I didn't know that. I'm just asking. And I said, what do you want out of being a free agent? And he said, I want to go where God wants me to go. And
and you're like, I hope it's not my seat next time.
Yeah, no, it was so funny. Anyways, I ended up praying with him. And what is amazing about that is I never heard them call my flight number. I never heard anything until I'm in the middle of this prayer and I hear them say, Rebecca Williams, last call. We're going to shut the door in 2 minutes. And I'm like, oh, wow, we got to wrap this up, you know.
That was some prayer, man. Holy cow.
You have to be intentional.
So you pray with this NFL guy, and then did he go to first class and you go to coach?
No, we wasn't even on the same flight. That's another thing. I know it was a totally God thing. And he's just the sweetest guy. His name is Marcel Aitman. He plays with the Las Vegas Raiders. He's an amazing fellow, and he gave his life to the Lord about a year ago. He said, man, God keeps doing this. He just puts people in my path to tell me more about Jesus. And I said, isn't that amazing? God is so good. Yeah.
Trying to buy a house in a fast-paced housing market has some challenges, and you cannot be unprepared for when you find that perfect home. Hey, it's Wally, and in this super competitive market, you have to be SpongeBob ready. And United Faith Mortgage can get you there. You have to know your options and what you can truly afford, and it's easy to get caught up in a bidding war and make a bad decision. And United Faith Mortgage knows this and will not put you into a loan that's not good for you long term. This is because they're more than just a mortgage company. They are faith-based, family-owned, and they want to help people who listen to Way FM get into the home of their dreams. In fact, they only partner with Christian radio stations. Personally, I cannot say enough good things about Ryan and his team at United Faith Mortgage. So to make sure that you're really SpongeBob ready... Talk to the people I trust. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park, Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's today's Music Insider.
TMI.
With Gavin.
TMI, my friends.
So on the radio, we hear a lot of really great Lauren Daigle music, like You Say, yes. Hold On to Me, Look Up Child. There's unending great music. But if you go to one of her concerts or you go to the Lauren Daigle World Tour, you're going to hear them do something a little different. And one thing that I've seen them do at a lot of their concerts is they perform the Ain't No Mountain High
song. It's a great song.
Like, whenever I hear the original and I hear this, like, I almost, except for, obviously, the Lauren Daigle part, like, they really crush this part.
Okay, so this is Lauren Daigle doing Ain't No Mountain.
My love is alive, we're down in my heart, although we are miles apart. If you ever need a helping hand, I'll be there in a hurry, just as fast as I can. Baby, there ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough, ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, baby. Baby, there ain't no mountain high enough.
That's Gavin doing the high part. Did you hear that? You can't not. That is so good.
Nailing it, Gavin.
Not only, like, is that just a great song in and of itself,
yes.
She is crushing this.
I think the drummer is killing it.
And the bass, like, everything is just, the background singers are
so good.
Owning that thing. See, that's the thing, man. Like, I love when you go to see shows and they'll do covers of other songs because you know all their songs and they're great and you love listening to them. But then when you hear them in a different context doing somebody else's music and doing it that expertly, it takes them in your mind, I think, to a whole new level.
But it's a challenge because you could do that and it sounds even worse.
Good
than
point.
Like if Wally did it.
Right. Yeah, but then when you get her crushing it, man, that's awesome. Yeah, so if you ever get to see Lauren Daigle and she hasn't gotten to Ain't No Mountain High Enough, start chanting for it, and maybe she'll give it to you there, because that's really good. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it's not easy being a kid. I mean, think back when you were a kid and the things that you dealt with, and it's easy to forget those as you get older, but sometimes, man, you can carry hurt from your childhood into your adulthood easily.
Yeah, and a big thing that comes from is being bullied. And I found this thing that said, if you were bullied by an older sibling, there's a high chance that you deal with mental health problems such as anxiety or low self-esteem. And even on top of that, the older sibling who did the bullying, they even have a more likely chance of facing some mental issues.
Really?
So I think a lot of it doesn't matter what age you are, you never seem to grow out of that anxiety situation, or you still have that low self-esteem issue that travels with you.
It is interesting how kids can make life-altering decisions or carry something for so many years based on somebody else's insecurity and what they say about them. You know, it's mind-boggling that happens, but it happens every day.
And what's so surprising, too, is you always remember that one little comment that was said. I can still recall one comment that my so-called best friend told me back in the 7th grade.
Really?
And I can't tell you anything else that happened that year,
right.
But that one negative comment has stuck with me.
Yeah, and that's the sad part of this. And I'm really curious here, like, what is something that maybe as a kid you needed to hear about being picked on or being bullied? Because I know people would say, you know, if they pick on you, they're not really your friends. But as a kid, you're like, but I want friends, you know, even this negative stuff, it's hard. And is there any, maybe something you've learned over the years after processing something or dealing with something that you now have a different perspective on it and go, man, this is what I needed to hear then.
And it could help a parent who might be facing this situation right now. They have a kid in school that maybe comes home every day crying because they're getting bullied. But maybe you could step in and kind of give some advice on ways that parent can help their child.
And we have kids listening right now. I love that kids listen to the show, and it's awesome. And so this might be just the thing somebody needs to hear. So maybe you can turn that negative in your life into something positive for somebody else. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's how we love having you on the show. And this is the important stuff. We do a lot of the fun stuff, but this is the important stuff we do on the show, too. So 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. What would you have needed to hear as a kid to kind of get through some of that picking on that was going on?
My mom had told us that, you know, you defend yourself, you stand up for yourself, but if people are picking on me, they're giving someone else a break who, you know, might have a lot more problems than I have. And so that really lit something in me to know that if they're messing with me, maybe they're not messing with somebody else. And maybe I can handle it better than the other person can.
That's a really interesting altruistic perspective.
Because instead of putting you in the victim's seat, it's putting you in the hero's seat.
Yeah, well, you're taking one for the team, in essence. That's really interesting. I'm 53 years old. I've never heard that take on bullying before.
Yes, it is awesome. And I always tell my girls, just pray for people. They're not being mean to you because of you. They're being mean because of them.
What is something that you would have needed to hear when you were being picked on? Because that might be just the thing some kid needs to hear today.
Do not let the darkness of others dim your radiant light.
Oh, I like that too. It's actually kind of lyrical as well.
How did you live this out as a kid?
Well, actually, I lived it out and my son did too. I had an illness that went undetected as a child. So I was really fat. And people used to call me a Michelle-ophant and really horrible things. You know what? I've always known that God got me through. And the way he did is because I knew that I was uniquely made. And it just gives you the strength to get through it. Because this is just a moment in time. And this moment will change. You know, when you're in the moment, it feels like you're never going to get past that moment. It feels like it's an eternity. And it hurts really bad.
I know that there are a lot of girls out there that deal with body image issues. And so for you to be out there and say, you know, you're beautiful just the way you are, it might be taken better coming from you than it would from their mom or from their dad or sister or brother.
Or a size 2 model, you know?
Right.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and today we're going to do a Facebook Live. If you like the show and you want to be part of that, it'll be cool because we have author and speaker and just amazing woman extraordinaire Annie F. Downs on. She has a new book, and I read the entire book before the interview.
Okay, wait a minute.
I'm pretty
He's
happy
bragging
about this.
About
no, I clarify
before,
this.
Yeah, it's a children's book.
Yeah.
It's like, what, 10 pages?
Oh, no, it's long. It's I mean, it's probably 24
oh,
at least.
My.
Yeah.
With a lot of pictures.
Yeah. All right, truth be told, I skimmed it. So I'm really looking forward to talking to her today because she is an enigma, man. Like, I research all of my interviews, and I spend a lot of time preparing for them, and there is so little information about her personal life floating out there. Oh, I got questions for days that I'm going to dive into with her.
I'm sure. So if you want to catch that interview, it's happening, like Wally said, today, 10:45 Central Time. But here's the thing. If you want to make sure you don't miss out on it, you need to text the word Wally, W-A-L-L-Y.
Yeah, how many people spell that I-E? I'm just dumbfounded by.
I don't know, but it's with a Y, yeah. Okay? W-A-L-L-Y to 91979. When you do that, you're joining the Wally Show text group so that when we do this interview with Annie, you'll get a text on your phone with a link, and it'll take you directly there. That way, you will not miss it.
There you go. And you can get other stuff that we're doing that way as well. We don't spam you. We try to make sure that we respect that boundary, if you will. And so, Annie F. Downs, Facebook Live with us today. Around 10:45 Central Time, we're going to do that. If someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give 2 chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets 2 chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me 2 chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Back in the day, plastic surgery was something only celebrities could afford, but now it seems anyone and everyone can afford it. And we even did a break once about how Zoom during COVID pandemic, people are able to look at their reflection through Zoom, and that's caused many plastic surgeons to see an uptick in patients. But one celebrity not jumping on the bandwagon any longer is Jamie Lee Curtis.
Okay.
So in a recent interview, she talked about how, and I didn't know this, she had gotten plastic surgery for the puffiness under her eyes. Is what she claimed.
I never knew that either.
I didn't know that. And she said it actually didn't work, but instead left her with a painkiller addiction that she had to fight off.
Not a good trade-off.
Nope, not good at all. But she was able to overcome that, but she's begging others not to mess with their natural beauty. Mm. And we all have natural beauty, okay, Wally?
I know. Wait, that sounded pandering.
But she also pointed out the impact that social media has on plastic surgery. So she's saying it can lead to a warped self-image and a lifetime of comparison. And we've seen that through social media. These 14, 15-year-old girls are, and even guys too, can compare themselves to others out there. Whereas back in the day, you didn't know what others were doing with their life. Now you see it all the time.
Guys aren't immune to it. I think we deal with it or process it a little bit differently than women do.
The expectations are lower for men, I think.
I think that's fair. I definitely think that's fair. But I would hate to be a 15-year-old girl now with social media and all of the comparisons, and it's so readily. I mean, it's always existed, but I think it's gotten worse now because it is. And it's everybody filtering everything and putting your highlight reel out there, and you think that you're less than. It's so easy to think that you're less than or you're not perfect enough, and there's nothing to be further from the truth.
Well, and also, I don't know if you found this out, but I know that with my close friends, I know things that are going on behind the scenes, and then I see posts from later in the day, and you think, if anybody knew what was going on behind the scenes, they would know this is not picture perfect.
Yeah,
you know?
You just, that's when you, as a friend, are supposed to comment on that post and just say liar. You know, like that. You're doing them a favor.
Hashtag liar.
Yeah, exactly. I know the real story. You know, yeah. But you know, it is a good reminder too, because when we look at celebrities and people like that, you think, oh, they've got it all together and their lives are perfect. But at the end, God created us all the same, and we have the same insecurities.
Yep.
And the difference is, where do you find your self-worth? Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the message that we talk about here every day, is that our self-worth needs to be found in Christ. So there
well
you go.
Done, sir.
Right, no
well
jokes.
Done.
I'm going to end it. I'm just going to call it right here. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And the other day, Betty Rock was on the internet, and she found a site that we had a lot of fun with in the office. We thought we'd kind of share it with you.
Yeah, so this site will figure out the most repeated words by your favorite artist or band. So lyrically, what words do they use the most in their songs?
And it puts them like into one of those creative word clouds. So the bigger the word is in the cloud, the more times they used it. Okay.
Yeah, and if you've been in business meetings, I'm sure you've seen these.
Yep.
But it's fun to do this with songs instead of a boring meeting. And so I thought we would start off with someone we all know, but he's not a Christian act. Well, I guess he could be.
Well, he's a believer, but he's not considered a Christian.
He would be what you would call a believer.
That's true.
Hey.
Justin Bieber!
All right, so what were Justin Bieber's, the Biebs' main words?
Well, this song helped him a lot because baby was the top, it was one of the top words, 480 times he has said baby in
and
his song.
And all in this song.
Yes.
But on top of that, this word got 915 uses from Bieber alone.
Was it like?
Oh, that's a good guess, Gavin.
Is it just love? Like, is he singing some romantic songs?
That is not it. It's,
yeah. And you say it a bunch of different ways. That's the thing. He can take a word like yeah and make it poetic.
Could he?
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't sound like that.
Yeah. Yeppers. I wonder if yeppers counted.
It didn't. Okay. And then 506 times. What do you think was used 506 times?
Dang. come on, like, what? Oh. No, how about what? What? Yeah. What? What? No?
He's got the song Never Say Never. Is Never?
Never.
Oh, that is not it.
Oh.
It's actually Girl.
Oh, oh, how did we miss that?
Makes sense.
Girl. Or Boo. Yeah, Girl.
So the top three words that he has used in his songs, according to this source, is baby, yeah, and girl.
That's, I mean, that sounds like his song right now. I can see him being a DJ and introducing it. Coming up next, we got the new one from Justin Bieber. It's his new song called Baby Yeah Girl.
It would make a lot of sense.
No one would doubt
it. No one would question it.
All right, so let's do this. Let's have some fun. Let's look at some Christian artists through this word cloud filter and see what some of their main words are, okay? And we'll do that within 10 here on The Wally Show. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And recently, Betty Rock found a website that makes a word cloud out of the most used words from some of your favorite artists or bands. And so we were playing around with it. We did Justin Bieber's, but then we're like, okay, what Christian artists did you plug into here? And I'm curious what you came up with.
So I picked Chris Tomlin.
Okay.
Classic. Everybody knows them. Zach Williams.
Yep.
A new fond classic. And then I thought, why not? Let's throw Wally a bone.
Yes.
Do Striper.
Yes. Oh. Okay. Now, I'm curious what those three could even have in common. They're very different artists.
Well, I don't think you'd be too surprised by this. All three of them have in common the word love.
Okay.
They
okay.
use love a lot. And also God.
That's
they
good.
Use God a lot. That's now, good. Of course, Tomlin is beating them by far, but I mean, it's Tomlin.
He writes worship songs, and he plagiarizes because he steals everything from the Bible. and so God's mentioned a lot in there, so that checks out.
But I did pick one different word for each artist.
Okay.
So for Chris Tomlin, I thought this was a little surprising. What word do you think he used 63 times?
63 times. If it's not God
cloud.
Or Lord. Oh boy, poodle.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he used poodle 63 times. Not a lot. It's some of his earlier work.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It actually was the word alone.
Oh, okay.
That is surprising. Isn't that interesting?
All right.
Yeah. Is he trying to tell us something?
We don't know.
Okay. Zach Williams. This word he used a lot.
What's a country word?
Mullet. He used mullet. He had to have used mullet or red man.
Howdy.
It was... Oh.
How many times?
15 times.
Okay.
Oh,
that's
okay,
great.
Okay, then Striper.
Bring it!
Striper. This word was used 106 times.
Oh,
it
could be
songs.
Awesome. It could be fury. It could be
hairspray.
Fire.
Perm.
It could be spandex. I don't even know.
8-track.
Yeah, what is it?
Rock!
Yes! Rock finger! I know this. Like, I could tell you, they have a song, Come On, Rock, Rock, Rock. They have Rock in the World for You, Holy One. He's the rock that makes us roll.
How did they get as far as they did?
Yeah, because rock is what we do. I love it.
This is so bad.
This is so good.
I just don't understand why they got as far as they did.
Because they're awesome and you don't see it.
Because of people like you.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second, if you don't mind. There's three right there. There's three of the rocks right there for you.
Well, they got 103 more times to say it.
Then I'll play the whole song.
No!
I'm talking about that old school.
You know what I'm talking about.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We're going to play a little old school right now, where sometimes we hear great songs that we play here on Way FM. We're like, man, that is how old? Like, Betty Rock will do a little research, and it surprises me. And so that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to try to guess the age of a song when it came out that Betty Rock's going to give us. Gavin and I, if we cannot do it, you're going to get a chance to take a shot at it, and you can win a prize. So what are you putting up today, Rock?
So I think we all know Third Day,
nice.
Classic band.
Yes.
But their song, I Trust in Jesus.
Oh, wow.
I trust in Jesus.
This song predates my time at Way FM.
Okay.
I do. I could be totally wrong, but it's 1975.
Okay, come on.
It feels like 1975 to me.
Oh, bless them.
No, I'm going to say 94. on that one.
94.
I actually do not think it's that old. I think it's a little bit, I mean, this is still going to be old, but it's not that old. I think it's, I'm going to say 2005.
2005.
That's my guess, because I feel like the album Revelation came out, and I remember getting that from my dad for Father's Day when I was in like fifth or sixth grade, and I was probably 11 back then.
Wow, so you bought that for your dad?
I did, yeah.
Nicely done.
He likes them.
Nicely done. Yeah. Okay. So is one of us right?
Nope.
Oh,
both
not
of
even
you
close.
Are wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Would you like me to give you a clue and give
you
a second chance?
I'm gonna let you give the clue to somebody else. Okay. So Gavin and I have failed to do this on the first try. To make it easier for you, Betty Rock is going to give you a clue of something that has happened in this year, and if you can come up with it, you will win a prize. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If you think you know what day, or what year, not day, we're not that specific, what day this came out. I trust in Jesus. You can win right now, 855-33-WAY-FM with a little old school.
You know what I'm talking about.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Sarah, how are you today?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
Good. So now we're doing old school, and you have to tell us when that Third Day song, Trust in You, came out. Now, to help you out, Betty Rock is going to give you a current event from that year.
Mm-hmm. So the year that this song was released, also Sony announced that they were ceasing the production of the Walkman.
Oh, I had said 94, so I think I'm going to be wrong because we were still rocking Walkmans in 94, I believe. So I think my guess is wrong. So what do you think, Sarah?
2010.
Were we still using Walkmans in 2010?
Well, I know I wasn't, but Sarah, were you?
I don't think so.
Because that's only 11 years ago.
What makes you think it's 2010?
I know it's not super old, and I know it's not super new, so I mean, it's just a guess. I was thinking 2001 at first, but then I just decided to
go with 2010.
Okay, was it a good idea?
Well, Sarah, it's a good thing you went with your gut, because it was 2010.
No.
Yes. So we had Walkmans in 2009.
I'm as shocked by Third Day as I am the Walkman thing, honestly.
Yeah, because you guessed 1994.
The song sounded dated to me, honestly.
Wow.
Like, I'm really surprised that was 2010.
You're dating it by like 20 years. That's,
wow. Ooh. That would have been so sad to buy it on cassette the same year that you could no longer play it on your Walkman. Well, Sarah, you figured it out somehow, some way, and you're the winner today.
Awesome. Thank you.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.